Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. My co-host is Nemesis, who probably would not be popular in the North Pole based on his relationship with the smaller people. How was your Christmas,
what
Nemesis?
Up, dog? What up, dog? Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm in the Christmas spirit, I guess, you know what I mean? Last week, you know what I mean, I kind of went ham last week, you know what I mean, on the show. And, you know, so I just want to say to you and the little midget, fuck him. He should have had bigger balls before he came up in this motherfucker. We first was playing around, and the little motherfucker, I guess he got so lightheaded, he had the motherfucker just snap. But, you know what I mean, it is what it was. I did what I did. I mean, most people might not have liked it. Some people might have liked it. I don't really give a fuck, but, you know, I just apologize to the listeners out there that had to listen to that bullshit. But other than that, we can move on. What's up, John?
Oh, not much. Just the day after Christmas. Been doing a whole lot of nothing today.
Boy, tell me about it, man. I've been trying to get gear. I'm in the stages of doing gear now, so I'm trying to put some gear together for myself. I don't do gear for nobody else. I ain't trying to be the gear man or shit like that. I'm just doing it for myself, a little hobby for myself.
All right. Well, you have arranged our guest this week, so why don't you tell our listeners who we have on the show tonight?
Well, the baddest motherfuckers, one of the coolest motherfuckers that I ever met, ever came across my path, you know what I mean? One of my, when I first started making a name for myself, doing some real good things off in the little circuit, he was the guy that had my back and I had his back, you know what I mean? That's Shadow Jackson, the first gorilla ever. UAS, Urban Assault Squad. If y'all don't know, going to get that DVD from Seasons Beatings just a few weeks ago. You'll know who we are.
Oh, is there a DVD of that show?
Yeah, it should be one out by the next TV. It should be the DVDs out already. Just stay tuned to their website, nwanarchy.net.
Do they do DVDs of all their shows up there?
Yeah, most of their big shows, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. How much are the DVDs usually?
You're asking the wrong guy, because I normally just go by and do my gorilla thing and get one. No, I don't steal. So if when I say gorilla thing, I'm not talking about stealing. You understand me? But I go, you know, I really can't tell you the price. But I think it might be $20, if that. I don't know.
Okay.
Between 20.
Well,
how was your weekend?
It was good. I wanted to talk a little more about Shadow Jackson. You guys have been tag team champions at Anarchy how many times?
Three times.
And
was Anarchy was.
He was also Anarchy heavyweight champion at some point, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Anarchy heavyweight champion. I forget how many times he held that title, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When we were going through our difficulties. You know what I'm saying? Man, we went through some difficulties. But, you know, we back on the same path. We back on the same page. We doing our gorilla thing. Our UAS is moving forward, never going backwards. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, he has a big match, I believe, this Friday at Alternative Pro Wrestling in Royston, Georgia, where he's challenging Yasir Akbar for the NWA Southern States Championship. So, we'll talk to him about all that when he calls in a little later. And do we have anybody else calling in tonight?
We got that cool, suave motherfucker, you know what I mean? His name is Marco Polo. You know, got to ask him a few questions. You know, I want to ask him a few things. I don't know which way he's coming. I don't know if he a pimp, model, you know what I'm saying, ladies, man, whatever he is, you know. I had to reach out and touch him so we could find out, you know, what's his thing.
Well, he's He, of course, has been part of Platinum Championship Wrestling and Empire Wrestling now, and he's had a little feud going with the exotic one, Simon Sermon. I guess Marco Polo feels like he's the true exotic one, but he also is the North Georgia Wrestling Alliance heavyweight champion after a show about 3 weeks ago, I think the same night as your season's beating show up at Anarchy.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. We got to ask him that. We got to talk to him about that, dude.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he told me a little bit about it. It sounds like an odd story because Leatherface was their champion, and then Marco Polo and Shane Marks fought for the number one contendership, and then the winner of that match went on to face Leatherface later that night, but apparently Leatherface didn't show up, so it ended up being a three-way between Marco Polo, Pandora, and I guess Shane Marks for the title, but there's actually, because Leatherface didn't show up, there's not an actual belt. We'll let him fill in the gaps when he calls later.
Yeah, I got to hear about that. Sound like somebody didn't want to drop their title that night.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the case, I guess.
Sound like
maybe
somebody knew they was going to lose their title and didn't want to drop it.
Yeah,
boy,
well,
some of these motherfuckers in this business need to get off that bullshit.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there. Stephen Platinum said he might call in tonight. I'm not sure when, but he mentioned
yeah,
that he might call in.
Yeah,
I'm sure you guys have plenty to talk about.
And
but,
if y'all want to call in and ask questions to any one of our guests that may call in tonight, y'all feel free to call in. The number is 347-324-5735. Call in. Ask the questions that you've been wanting to ask that you didn't have a chance to ask, but we're giving you the opportunity to ask right now. Be still.
Or if you happen to go to, there was a show last night. I know Kyle Matthews wrestled, I believe it was Empire Pro Wrestling, up in somewhere in North Georgia. I forget what town they do their shows in, but it sounds like it was a pretty good show. I mean, it looked like it from the matches they had scheduled. And so if anyone was at that show and wants to call in and let us know how it was, we'd love to hear about it. And the only show I went to last week was Empire Wrestling, formerly known as PCW, on Friday. You were there as well, Nemesis. What did you think of that?
Yeah, I was. It was a good show, very entertaining show. The new up-and-comer I've been telling everybody about, Fred Gadoff, they had this past week, it was a Platinum Challenge, I believe. No. Forget the name of it. Platinum Classic, that's what it was. A Platinum Classic. And everybody did a good job, but Fred is the new upcomer, getting off. Hayden Young, he got off. He did his thing. Chip Day did his thing off in there. We also had Cy LaCrosse. He did his thing. You know, everybody did their job because the Platinum Classics is a once-in-a-year thing, maybe a once-in-a-year. Maybe you get a chance to see it two times out of the year. But it's a chance for some up-and-comers or some guys that's just been in the biz, that's been up there at Empire, get a chance to move up, to get that plaque at the end of that classics. And then I also had a challenge that night. I had a challenge that night with a midget. I'm saying, I don't know, all these midgets now is barking up the gorilla tree, so I got to handle these midgets the best that I know how.
Yeah, who was that?
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know who it was, man.
I know. I'm letting you tell the story for those who weren't there.
You want me to tell the story? Well, yeah. Me and Fathom, I called a little midget out. The midget got in the ring. I was beating the midget down until he wanted to spit some old poisonous gray. I was hacking. I couldn't even see. But see, a midget got to do what a midget got to do in order to beat a gorilla. You know what I'm saying? Look at David and Goliath. Goliath was a big old gorilla, but David had to pick up a little rock. Come on, man. Come on. But I'll see him again, though. He ran away. He ran. He ran away with these spit in my face. It's a war on all midgets from this point on. A war on all self-delay, little midget. You mine's too. You mine's too, bro. All midgets that's in Georgia, if you at a jungle in my yard, you belong to me. You belong to me.
So back to the Platinum Classic, Chip Day won that. I know last year Vandal won it about a year ago, and that was kind of when he started getting a really big crowd reaction.
Brian Blaze won it the year.
Brian Blaze
won it.
And then, of course, like you mentioned, Fred had a good showing in it, and I think that was only his second and third professional wrestling match, his first one being the previous week. And then, of course, Hayden Young was eliminated from the Platinum Classic, but then came back later in the night to win a Platinum Royal. So he gets a title shot. I'm not sure when or which champion he's going to challenge, but he can challenge the PCW champion or the Empire champion. But we've got a caller. Let's see who we have. Maybe this is someone that can tell us about that other show, or let's see. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, you got Larry Goodman on the line.
Oh, hey, Larry.
Hey,
Larry, I have your number written down so that I recognize it when you call, and then you call from a different number.
Yeah, well, and next week I'll be calling from a different number because you may have another two people on the next week.
Tell them, Larry, you got to be incognito.
Well, I will be next week because I'm going to be probably riding back from the airport at Showtime, but I want to be on next week if it's okay to when the awards are announced for next 2011 awards. Hey, real quick, the reason I called in tonight was I just learned of the passing of Roger Cantrell, and I don't know if you'd already touched on that tonight.
No.
And I know that Nemesis knows Roger from years back, and I just wondered if he had any thoughts on Roger Cantrell. I understand that he passed away on Friday at Northside Hospital, Cherokee. I do not know the cause of death. He was 49 years old, but he promoted under a number of different names in North Georgia, Georgia Wrestling Promotions, and most notably with Pro Wrestling Evolution, along with Murder One and Josh Wheeler and some other folks. So, but I know Nemesis, you wrestled for Pro Wrestling Evolution, wrestled for Roger a few times, didn't you?
Yeah, I wrestled for Roger. That's right. I heard about it the other day. It's a bad thing, you know what I mean? But, he's home. He went home. I don't like to talk bad about people, But, he was okay. He was cool. He was cool. He was straight. Me and him had problems in the end, and that's neither here nor there now, you know what I mean? My prayers go out to him and his family. My prayers go out to him. I just hope that he ain't trying to run no wrestling show in heaven. I hope God ain't letting him do that. Seriously, because. But other than that, he cool. That's my dude, man. He cool, bro. He cool. And my prayers go out to him, to his family.
And same here. And I understand what you're saying. My personal dealings with Roger were pleasant, and I didn't have any difficulties with him. He was a nice enough guy, but it doesn't seem like he was really cut out to be a wrestling promoter. So I understand what you're saying, and my thoughts and prayers go out to his family as well.
He was having a lot of health problems.
Yeah.
He was going back and forth and to in and out the hospital. Don't know the cause of some of his health problems was because of his weight. He was a big man when I first met him. He lost tremendous weight when I last seen him, But, he was still having health problems, And like I said, I have problems with a lot of people in this business, and I wish nothing bad on them or their family. And when I first heard about it, it kind of fucked me up. So that's why, it is what it is, I want to see everybody as long as I can see them, And sometimes down here, seeing each other with our human eyes is different than seeing each other with our spirit eyes. So we all going to see each other in our spirit eyes again. So, my prayer again goes out to him and his family.
Yeah, well, I never met him, and I didn't have a chance to see any of his shows, but I believe I wrote some small articles about some of his when he was doing Georgia Wrestling Promotions. he did some shows like in Marietta that where you have Buff Bagwell and people like that there.
Yeah, that's the
same guy, right?
Yeah, same guy.
He ran in Canton. He mostly ran in Canton, though. He mostly ran in Canton, Georgia. As a matter of fact, him and that show that Marco Polo did. I forget the guy's name, man. I'm bad with names, but the guy that run that show, him and Roger used to run shows together. So and then they quit. They didn't do business no more. So Roger started doing business with Demetrius now, and they didn't do business no more. And then he did business for himself, and then that didn't last for long.
Well, thanks for letting us know about that.
If he'd have been on the other side of the railing, and I knew him, I mean, you know what I'm saying, before he was in the business, he had nothing to do with the business. He cool dude. I swear, cool dude. When we talked about cool dude. It's just the business wasn't for him like that.
No, it's unfortunate. I mean, he had a habit of running shows without having the money to pay people sometimes, and that's not a good thing. But, yeah, like I said, he was a nice guy to deal with. Like, I get what, you know, I mean, he was nice interpersonally, and I understand he had some business issues, and that was really unfortunate. But I just wanted to bring that up and wish both you guys a happy and safe New Year's, and I'll talk with you both on the 3rd.
For sure. Right,
yeah, we look forward to
happy New Year's too, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah, you too. And like you said, next week we've got the Georgia Wrestling Awards show, so we won't have any guests. We'll just have me, Larry Goodman, and Nemesis talking about the winners and going over who all won and why they won and all that. So thanks for calling, Larry.
Sure. See you next week.
All right.
Bye. All right, Larry. Be good.
Hey, yeah, well, hello. We've got another caller. This might be Shadow Jackson. I'm not sure because I don't know his number, but let's go ahead and bring him on the line. Hey, you're on the line with Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan and Nemesis. Who do we have on the line?
This is Shadow Jackson, brother.
Hey, Shadow, how are you?
What is going on, Beast Up Man?
Beast Up!
Yeah, man, I'm just rocking it, man. I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas. Hope your fans had a Merry Christmas. You know, Shadow Jackson was part of UAS, part of the greatest black tag team in the history of Georgia, part of the greatest tag team in the history of history, was running wild all over Christmas yesterday, baby. And I'm just glad to be a part of you all's show. Thanks for having me.
Good.
Yeah,
well,
thanks
too,
for calling. Bro. So which tag team are you referring to?
Oh, my God. Nemesis, why don't you beat this man up? Why is he still
man,
alive?
Man, I'll be trying.
Why is he alive?
I'm in the head with a bottle, dog.
Man, I can't understand it. Why is Nemesis allowing you to breathe after saying that statement? Don't you realize
knows.
We ain't the monkeys?
Nemesis knows I'm kidding. We were just talking about how you guys are three-time NWA Anarchy Tag Team Champions, and have you held titles in other promotions as well?
Yes, sir. I've been fortunate. You know, I've been doing this wrestling thing going on 10 years. You know, I've been successful on the single level, and I'm not blowing smoke because my partner's there, but I've never, ever had as much success or fun as I have over the last few years of being a part of UAS. Even when we weren't together, we were together, babe, because the fans wouldn't have it no other way.
Damn, man. Thanks, boy. Thanks. Same way. Like before you came on the show. For sure. Like I said before you came, bro. I was like, my shit was doing good, but when UAS got together, and shout out to Rain Man,
yes.
Corey Chavis, for giving us UAS, the name. But when we clicked up together, bro, it was a done deal.
It was a done deal.
My success went up with you.
And same here. You know, we knew we had something special when you had two brothers, if you will, two black folk, if you will, dressed up as Ku Klux Klan in the middle of Georgia, in the middle of Georgia, baby, and the crowd popped for us. You know, we knew we had something when we did that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, Nemesis, it sounds like there would be no Concrete Gorillas had there not been an Urban Assault Squad. Is that right? Would you agree with that?
For sure. For sure. For sure. When we was running around as UAS, who was running with us? Our gorillas. We always had gorillas. Always had them.
Man.
But UAS, we was built with gorillas. That's the biggest gorilla I know right there. That's the biggest gorilla I know right there. Y'all ain't feeling me.
See, the thing is this. It's fortunate for the state of Georgia that Shadow Jackson stays in South Carolina, because if Nemesis and Shadow Jackson could team on a regular basis throughout the state of Georgia, oh my God, no one would be safe, baby. No arena would be safe. No tag team would be safe. No title would be safe. We would fill it with so much power and electricity. Oh my, oh, I can't talk about it. Every time I feel it, I feel like the Planet of the Apes is rising all over again, baby.
Well, hey, we've got a caller. Maybe this is someone that has a question for Shadow Jackson. Let's bring him on the line. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. You're on the line with Shadow Jackson. Who do we have? Hello?
It's an echo.
All right, never mind. I guess maybe they just wanted to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Well, Shadow, I wanted to ask you, you have, I believe you have a match this Friday at Alternative Pro Wrestling. Is that right?
Yeah, I got it coming up this Friday.
And you are taking on the NWA Southern States Champion, Yasir Akbar?
Yes, I am.
What do you, I don't know much about him. What can you tell us about him and that match and what your plans are for that?
Well, I'll give you a brief history, baby. First off, Akbar came in the company going on 6 months back trying to buy APW. He made a deal with Kevin Duncan that he would be able to get a title shot at any point in time with anybody if all he had to do was sell the company. So what went on was he had his title shot already in the bag, but he wanted to close the door. So he and I had a cage match for ownership of APW. I just wanted to keep the doors open. But if I lost, I'd have to quit wrestling forever. If he lost, APW would stay open. Needless to say, America won, baby. APW stayed open. But now, that same night, Anthony Henry won that title. He cashed in on the Kevin Duncan promise. And when Anthony Henry was half dead, he walks in the ring and gets the three count. Now then, going months forward, he had the audacity, he had the nerve, he had the sack to call out Shadow Jackson one more time, baby. But I tell you this, now the title's on the line. I done beat his butt for the company. I done beat his butt for America. I done beat his butt for me. But now I'm going to beat his butt for that heavyweight title.
Yeah, bring that back to the jungle, dog, for real.
Dang right, man. This is all about Caesar, and Caesar will wear the belt on top of that tree. That's all I got to say about that. Dang right, man. Catch them bullets. Catch them all. Mm-hmm. See, that's one thing these people don't understand is the power, the energy, the drive, the effort, the passion that I have in my body. I have pulled from Nemesis. Nemesis has given me all these assets. Nemesis has given me the killer instinct. Nemesis has given me the will to hurt somebody if necessary. I was all right on my own. But teaming with this man has given me so much more raw aggression. My Lord, I don't know if anybody could deal with me one-on-one.
That's my dude. That's my
dude. Of course, you guys.
I got a question for you. Oh, go ahead, John.
I was just going to. You go ahead. I was going to bring up the matches with the Hate Junkies, but.
That's what I was going to say. Go ahead, man.
Well, I was just going to ask about it, you know. I saw the one where it was the. the two of you and Chemo against the Hate Junkies and Azrael. When was that, Nemesis? In September, October?
That was in a cage. That's when we was in a cage.
No, it wasn't a cage. I think the next show was the cage match. But anyway, I saw one of the matches, and I know you guys have had a lot of matches in cages and with all kinds of stipulations, and they've gotten really out of control. And I guess Seasons Beatings was the culmination of that, and you guys finally you won the match, I believe, right? I know you drug them across the ring and nooses and things like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean you won the match. But I believe,
man,
you did,
if we put them nooses around their neck and we drug them, shout out what we did then.
We hung them.
You see, have you heard anything out of the Junkies? They can't talk right now.
I haven't seen Strychnine, and I'm trying to think if I've seen Danny Only at Empire at all, and I don't think I have since then.
This is the deal. With all the violence, with all the blood, with all the pain that Feud inflicted on not only us, not only them, but Chemo himself, and even the Angel of Death, the Anarchy Heavyweight Champion, has felt the pain of this feud, baby. This is what I'm saying. I will give the Junkies credit because they revived the UAS. I am all about the fans. I'm all about the love of the fans, and the fans have given me so much. But Nemesis, as well as myself, had gotten complacent. We were so kind-hearted and so much. We had become such good guys that even the fans weren't cool with us. The Junkies brought out the true UAS. The Junkies brought out the UAS of old. The Junkies brought out the UAS the fans want to see. So as much as I hate them and as much as I'm glad we have killed them, I got to thank them fools for not only giving us what we needed, but giving the fans what they want. And that's 100% pure, oh my Lord, pure UAS, man.
Well, that's exactly what Danny Only said when he called in a few times. But he didn't say it as polite as you just did.
All right, let me ask you this, Shadow. You say you've been wrestling for how long?
I've been doing this 10 years.
10 long years. And the 10 years that you've been in the business, what would you say to the young people, to the young cats, to the green guys, that's coming up in this business that, you know what I'm saying, some of them is on the wrong path. What would you say to them, though, all of them?
Learn your history. Learn where everything comes from. This business didn't start 4 years ago. This business didn't start with the moonsault. This business didn't start with vignettes backstage. It started in the ring. Learn your craft. Learn your history. As much as the WWE does wrong, one of the best things they've done is put out those DVDs of the past, man. And they got the WWE on demand showing the history, the NWA from the 80s, the ECW from the 90s, the Fed from the 80s and 90s. The way the business should be what you do in the ring first. If you can talk, fine. If you can do backflips, fine. But learn to work. Learn to get that crowd into your match. Learn to get those people caring about you or hating you, one or the other. Don't worry about selling out the backstage. The boys are going to be the boys. You got to worry about selling out that crowd. The crowd got to feel you. And if they don't, it don't matter how many of the boys say, man, your match was cool. If you win, if you get a three count or you get a three count against you and that crowd's quiet, what have you really done? It ain't about winning or losing. It ain't about how many belts you get. It ain't about anything other than that crowd, man, getting that emotion, getting that feeling, getting that noise back. If you're doing that, then you're doing something. But to do it, you got to learn it. You got to learn from people that's already been there. Be patient. Learn from the ones that's already getting that reaction. Then you'll get yours. And when you get it, then it'll stick with you. Then you'll be somebody.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shadow, we talked about your upcoming match on Friday, which I assume will be your last match of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure when the next Anarchy show is, but what do you have going on to start off 2012. Do you know who you'll be facing at Anarchy or any other shows that you got coming up?
Yes, at Anarchy, the second week in of 2012, I will get NWA Anarchy shot against the Angel of Death, Azrael, the man that took the NWA champion, Adam Pearce, to the end, to the brink, to the level of defeat. The only reason the Angel of Death is not champ, the only reason Azrael is not champ today is that no-count scoundrel Sean Templars. Oh, my God. I have no love lost for Azrael. He and I got issues, but he should be the world heavyweight champion right now. That being said, I will take advantage of my renewed vigor. I will take advantage of my renewed power. I will take advantage of the rebirth of the UAS and everything we have as a tag team. I will bring to that match, and I will give the Angel of Death everything he wants. And when I become NWA Anarchy Heavyweight Champion, that don't mean nothing, because my true goal, baby, is to become NWA Anarchy Tag Team Champion. That's where I'm at. If I get that singles championship, fine. Nemesis is not going to be like the freaking Freebirds. He's going to defend it one night, I'm going to defend it the other. And unless somebody's bad enough to stop us, that's how we're going to handle that business.
All right, so your next two matches are for titles of different kinds. This one, Southern States Champion on Friday, and then I believe the next Anarchy show is January 14th. That'll be the second Saturday. So by the time we see you at the January 28th show for Anarchy, you could be holding a couple of new titles, right?
No, it's not an eye. It's not I. Nemesis and I are a team. We're family. We're brothers. And even if he's not there tonight, I'll win these titles. He's as much a part of it as me. And when he wins singles titles coming up in his future, hell, we might just trade him. You want to defend my belt? I'll defend yours tonight. I'll defend yours. You want to defend the tag team belt by yourself tonight? I'll defend it by myself. We're going to run things, because the rebirth of the UAS is more funky, baby, more powerful, baby, more stank, baby, than it was the first time. You think we were troublemakers before? You ain't seen spit yet. Oh, my. I can't talk about it because it's so funky. It smells bad.
Hey, look, Shadow.
Yes, sir.
I normally, during the show, I've been recently doing the show recently here. I've been telling stories, you know what I mean? Like little stories of the past, whatever. And I got one story I want to tell, but I know that you'll tell it better than me. I got two stories that I want to tell, but I want you to tell this one. The story with the show that you gave down there and old girl.
Oh, the tale is broken arms.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is the deal. I was running a... MAXWW show, which, you know, Nemesis was a big part of. It was an up-and-coming show, you know. It was pretty good for what it was. And we had this girl named Chick Foley. The name should imply what she was thinking about herself. And we were going to do this spot to where she was going to run out and do all this fancy stuff and this, that, and the other. And, yeah, fine, that's great. She wants to do it on top of the balcony and jump off. Everybody's like, hey, whatever you want to do. Jeremy V, as villainous as he is, was the first one to say, man, don't let that happen. Fine, no big deal. She said, I want to be thrown off stage. I'm like, you know, there's nothing down here but concrete. I want to be pressed and thrown. Who do you want to do it? Well, the spot belongs to Nemesis. All right, that's whatever. You kick Foley, you can do it. Long story short, we having this match where stuff is going everywhere. People fighting in the stand, popcorn vendor fighting the hot dog man. Everything's going crazy. And all of a sudden, here comes the spot. They're up on the stage. Noose goes around somebody's neck. Nemesis presses the girl up. Get ready for the spot. Are you ready? I'm ready. He goes to toss. Right when she leaves his hand, I'm not ready. All the way down until she hits the ground. Both of her arms break on contact. You know how your elbow's been out, her arm's been in. But that's not the best part about it. She's lying there in pain, people going crazy, people trying to get her out of there, and the match is still going on. So after all that death and destruction, people still thought that was part of the match, and that match was probably got the most reaction of any that night. We had some good people wrestling, but that match was got the most reaction because people actually thought that her breaking both arms and Nemesis was throwing her away was part of the show.
And man, I didn't even know her arms was broke. I didn't even know they was broke till I came to the locker room. I didn't even know they was broke till I came to the locker room, man. I was still out there beasting up.
Yeah.
I got to the locker room. Oh, my God, bro.
Hey, she was ready. Are you ready?
No. That's the point. And see, that's why I asked Shadow the question that I asked him a few minutes ago. And that's why I had him tell the story, because I was young and dumb back then, too, and I should have said no. But I'm thinking she knows what she's doing, and she didn't. She just wanted to do some shit.
Right.
But, man, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. And like I said, the match didn't stop. Stuff still was happening all around. She down with arms facing outside like a praying mantis.
Yeah, they took her to the back. When they took her to the back, I'm thinking, it's still part of the show. I'm still out there. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Man, I go back there to the back. I was like, oh, man. Woo. Oh.
Yeah, needless to say, that was the last of her. She made bit appearances, but that was it.
Yeah, she ain't wrestle no more like that. Like, she fucked like a motherfucker other wrestlers, but she just didn't wrestle. Hey, wasn't that that was Anthony Henry's ex-girlfriend, right?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah, damn sure was. Oh, I didn't mean to put him on blast.
Nemesis Shadow, we've got Stephen Platinum on the line now. How you doing, Steve?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
What up, Steve?
Shadow and Nemesis were just talking about, they were just doing storytelling.
Well, I caught the end of that story. So Chick Foley, so it was a girl... Who did Mick Foley's gimmick?
The bumps wanted to anyway.
Wow, so she just took like psycho. And then
until Nemesis
threw
her
onto the concrete. Oh my God.
She went to school and graduated the same day.
I have a question for Shadow, if it's cool.
Yep.
Sure.
So Shadow, how long have you been doing the wrestling thing?
10 years.
10 years. What's the biggest change you've noticed? Because, you know, you've kind of been at the top of, like, Georgia indie wrestling where, you know, a couple years in a row you've won, like, the best, like, personality and that kind of thing. What's changed the most in 10 years? From, like, Wild Side of the Anarchy era, just in general?
The people's lack of storytelling, pretty much. A lot of the new guys are so into the spots that crowd interaction is like at a low. I've never seen it as low as it is now. So many of the new guys come in wanting to get their stuff in, so to speak, that if the crowd's dead, instead of like maybe cutting the match short to bring the crowd back in, if they still got 10 spots, they want to get all 10 in. And everybody's impatient. You know, if you're coming into an organization or if you've been invited to an organization and, you know, they already got guys in place, you might want to be the heavyweight champ yourself that first day. But in like Stone Cold said in his DVDs, don't let that be known. Let your work speak for you that you want to be heavyweight champ. Don't come in, I want to be heavyweight champ, this, that, and the other, because you got to remember, wrestling is still scandalous. If you got 3 friends in wrestling, you are outdoing everybody else because everybody wants that spot. So the biggest change is just a lack of in-ring maturity. Everybody wants to do the vignette style, but in the ring, nobody wants to get the crowd into it.
What would you attribute that to? Do you think it's because of, like, the wrestling boom in the late 90s, and that's when, like, guys, like, a new wave came in, and then they were like, well, you know, Foley got over by doing this, or the Hardys, or what? When I was, like, near the end of the 90s, when I was still actively wrestling, like, you threw a rock, you would hit five Hardy clones in the locker room.
Exactly.
You know? And I always thought that was interesting. Like, do you think it's because of the guys that were perceived to have made it in the late 90s, or do you think, I don't know, what would you even attribute that to?
I think it's past that. I think it's the lack of anything to emulate. Back then, at least you still had WCW, weak as it was, ECW, weak as it was, you still had three or four promotions to, like, try to find out what's working. Now the only thing you have is WWE, which will always be WWF to me, but WWE,
yeah.
But and TNA, and they're mostly pushing the backstage stuff. The in-ring is cool, but unless it's a pay-per-view, it's all spot-oriented. So the guys coming up now see that as, oh, man, if I'm going to make it, I got to hit the 52 flips or this, that, the other, this, that, the other, this, that, the other.
Slow down.
Yeah, that slow it way down, you know. But without realizing that a lot of the crowd noise is piped in for some of the matches and so forth, they believe the crowd reaction is for the, all the spots, where really it's not. And if it was still the late 90s, I don't think we'd have this problem. It's just that what's pushed now is so much characterization that, you know, you look at WWE, you can't even say the word wrestling unless you're Punk. CM Punk can say it, but pro wrestling, you can't even say it. So with that being your role model, so to speak, the product's going to suffer because the people coming up, that's all they got to look at, and the in-ring stuff isn't really what's pushed.
What you're implying is that there needs to be a balance between the backstage vignettes and whatnot that WWE and TNA do, and maybe the high spots that Ring of Honor does and a lot of the other guys do.
I think it's in-ring storytelling too. Like that's the element that misses a lot. I think I agree. Like if you look at everyone, what's the most pivotal match in Stone Cold's career? And everyone goes, oh, Bret Hart at WrestleMania. Well, that was just an entire story told in the ring.
Right.
You know, for all the vignettes that they did and all the promos and all that stuff, it just came down to the payoff was that in-ring moment of Stone Cold bleeding from his head. I mean, it's just a famous picture, you know, him bleeding from his head, screaming bloody murder, losing the match. Like, that's what I think a lot of guys forget. It's like, he lost the match.
But it didn't
matter in the least. And that spot, like that idea of I won't tap out, but I pass out, had been done. Like what people don't realize is that spot had been done before,
yes.
But unsuccessfully. Like Macho Man and Ric Flair tried to do that spot, and it was so bad because Macho Man oversold it and all this kind of stuff that Vince McMahon literally sent Bobby Heenan down to the ring, ended the match in front of a live crowd, and they restarted it for television. So even those guys who are like at the top of their game, and I mean pretty much everybody cites Ric Flair as like the best wrestler of his generation, and
yes.
Tons of guys love Macho Man. Even those guys, you know, had trouble telling stories in the ring sometimes. I just think now it's just more prevalent. Shadow, did I hear you right? Did you used to promote shows or run shows? Is that right?
Yeah, but before the Athletic Commission completely lost their mind in South Carolina, I was, you know, not by any extent the success Platinum is or Anarchy is or anything like that. But for what it was, you know, I was able to run regular and get the guys some money and stuff. So if I'm able to pay the guys, I count it as a win. So I was able to keep that going. And mainly all I did, and the only thing I could do is, based on who I had, I had Nemesis and a couple of guys that I could get from Georgia that would be my stars. But everybody else really was just out of training school pretty much. But the only way I had to package it was that the guys that were just fresh, they had to be on Rock and Roll Express. You had to sell because nobody's going to believe your offense because you're too green. But if I can get you to sell and then people believe that, the stars I brought down can carry the match. I just need you guys to be sympathetic. And that's how we stayed above water until the athletic commission came down too hard.
Since you did run a show, I don't mean to take over the show, but I've never got to talk to Shadow Jackson really at length before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Obviously, you do Anarchy. You got APW going on. You know what's kind of going on in the scene. You have to book a promotion like next week, and you've got a little bit of a budget for it. That's not an issue. You got to use almost all Georgia guys, and you have to basically you need a starting crew. Who do you get?
All right, on my heel side, if I'm starting it off and I need it hot early, I have Bailey as my mouthpiece. I bring back Bird with Bailey, all for my heels. Sean Tempest as my Tully Blanchard heel. If he's healthy, for my tag team heels, believe it or not, Talent and Money. If Talent was healthy, I put him and Penland were awesome in that role, even though they weren't doing it long. Just enough on the vocal side, I do that. Not far behind them are a new team called Ambassadors with John Johnson, which is really starting to get a lot of momentum heat-wise. So that would be my heel side. Face, Judas is my hero monster. Slim J definitely is my Mysterio down from up under guy. Not just because he's on the radio show tonight, but I got to put myself and Nemesis as your team. And as my Jack Briscoe / Shawn Michaels working face. Believe it or not, right now his face work is really good, and I don't think he's a face at Rampage, but Jeremy V. As my working face. And I know they'll shock some people, but he's really putting it on as a working face. You know, not the biggest, not the strongest, but doing good on the mic, and the people believe him from underneath that he's got enough offense to beat anybody, but at the same time, he can be beaten by anybody. So the crowd have to have a vested interest in his matches. That's who I'd put on the face side.
Wow. Who do you, you know, they got, Vane is still Rampage champ. Is that right? I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always interested. I watch the Rampage TV shows, like, but they get put online sort of a week late, that kind of thing. I'm sort of curious, you know, like you won the Anarchy title, sort of like the big emotional win at the end of Jerry Palmer's reign. That's right.
Yeah.
And it seems like they didn't really have a challenger set up for you. And I get that same, like with Vane as a heel, and this is like not knocking any bookers or anything like that. It's just stuff I noticed. I noticed like with Vane, like, I think every single one of his matches has been a DQ. Like he...
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's beating like a really underneath guy, I'm always curious. Like, when you were gonna win, when they told you, okay, like I mean, when you won the Anarchy title, how did you feel about that? About a guy, as a guy who was in for a long time and who the crowd clearly adored. When you won that title, did you think that was gonna be the start of a long reign? I know you probably didn't care. Like you probably didn't. You were, you know, a belt mark. You weren't like cool
right.
on the champ. Sleep with it. But did your reign? Was it what you thought it was going to be?
It wasn't, but I knew going in it probably wouldn't be, because Judas was making a return, and they were a lot, and Chemo was making a return not long after that. So I know them pieces were in place, and I know I was mainly going to be the feel-good champ for that night. So I knew going in I wouldn't have a distinguished reign, so I just wanted to do the best I could with seven. And but at the same time, if I was given the opportunity, I do think I could have ran with it. But I knew going in pretty much what it was going to be, and I was cool with that.
How many times did you wear that heavyweight title?
Two or three.
Okay.
Yeah, it was three. It was three. Because once it was over Iceberg and Juice, the second time over V, and then the third time over Seth.
Awesome.
Well, we have another caller. This might be Marco Polo. Let's bring him online and find out. Hey, thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. You're on the line with Jonathan, Nemesis, Stephen Platinum, and Shadow Jackson. Who is this? Hello?
Tim?
It's the same guy that called last time?
No. That's a different number.
Hello? Are you there? Make a noise. Say hello.
It's the hiccup, man.
Hello, can you hear me?
All right, there you go. I can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
This is Marco. How you doing?
Marco,
hey,
how you
doing, brother? Yeah. Hold on. Let me hang up the call back. I'm getting the bad connection here. Hold on a second.
Nigga, you don't have some money. You about to be a player.
Ever since he
won that title, he can't even talk to this guy.
He said, screw y'all, man. I'm getting my other track home.
Well, maybe he'll call back. I don't know. But, yeah.
Now, Marco Polo, he's a heavyweight champion of where?
North Georgia Wrestling Alliance.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Which,
I'm going to go down there and beat somebody up.
That's what you do. Beat him up for having a bad connection. This is for Shadow Saint. You got a better track phone. Get off me, man. Get off me.
Hey, Steve, you still online? Yeah,
okay, now I'm back on.
Can you hear me now? I had a quick question for Nemesis and Shadow, actually. Quick question. You guys have been rivals. Yes. You guys have obviously been a successful team. What do you think works better for you, honestly?
Team,
are you guys better rivals or better partners?
Team.
Partners.
Yeah, easily.
Team.
See, all it was, the rivalry really was based on the fact that that Nemesis saw what was happening. He saw it was becoming soft. He saw he had nothing against the fans. It was never against the fans. Nemesis has a love and a respect for the fans. It was never about them. It was about me becoming soft. And the only way you get
hey,
my attention.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the fans, man, boy. I really don't care. It's about the team, the squad, bro, really. You know what I mean? And the gorillas. And my little gorillas. Those are gorillas out there. You know what I'm saying? As long as they give us the energy and the power to do UAS, I'm good with it. I'm always good with that one. So don't get it wrong. Like I'm saying, screw my gorillas. No, all of them are gorillas. We do it because of our gorillas. You know what I mean? But I love the energy me and you have together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love beating the shit out of people. I love that energy, bro.
Yeah, that's true. We do that quite a bit.
Well, hey, we got Marco Polo back.
Ah, good.
Okay.
Is your connection okay this time, Marco Polo?
Yeah, I'm good now. How we doing?
How's your magic, man?
Really, you can't come on with no cool voice. You lost that when your phone fucked up, bro.
If you talk about my phone.
What up, though?
What up? What's your question?
The reason you are, everybody, this is Marco Polo. You know what I mean? He's the new, what's the belt you wear now?
NGWA. Little small.
NGWA.
Well, do you actually have a belt yet?
No, I don't.
Why don't you tell the explain. I was trying to explain it earlier, but I don't quite know the whole story. So what exactly happened at that show a few weeks ago?
Well, the actual champ, Leatherface, decided to not show up. He was supposed to drop the belt, and he decided to not show up. So we had an impromptu triple threat with me, Shane Marks, and Pandora. So I won the belt by beating a girl.
And Pandora was in the match because her opponent didn't show up too, right?
Yeah, Tiffany Rock supposedly was sick, so she fought Aisha again and won the Battle Royal, and then we had a triple threat because she won the Battle Royal. So it was me, Shane, and Pandora.
So, okay, so. All right. Nobody.
So,
okay,
so Leatherface didn't show and he kept the belt. So y'all fought for the belt that he kept.
Right.
Okay, cool. So when y'all gonna go and punk that man out and take your title back? You the champ. You gotta do your thing. You gotta represent. Get your gold, son.
Man, I don't mess around in Canton. I'm too black to go around messing around in Canton. I only like being there after dark. So,
Hey, look, I got a question to ask you, Marco Polo. I've been wondering this, you know what I'm saying, ever since I've been seeing you. You know, you go to the ring with such swag, I mean, your swag is off the chain, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you label? I mean, you have bad bitches. I haven't seen you with an ugly bitch yet. You have bad bitches. Are you a player, a pimp, a model, a pretty boy? What is you, man? Can you just enlighten us a little bit about you?
Look,
because I got to tell you, you have some bad bitches. Go ahead, man.
Yes, I have some bad chicks. And mainly, I'm just a gentleman. So the women love me because they love what I look like, what I do, the things I say. I'm not a pimp. You know, nobody has to pay. Every woman can leave on their own. They just like being around me. So if I was a woman, I'd like being around me too. That's how it is.
Well, hopefully, man, you'll get your belt. And, you know, they'll allow you to represent. You know, I'm not familiar with the organization, but, you know, hey, we're all in this together as far as wrestlers, man. And, if the money's right, and you need two guys to go in there and beat a man down and take the belt for you, Nemesis and I are all available if the price is right. I'll let him negotiate the price.
It sounds like it to me that somebody knew that they was going to lose their belt and they just didn't want to come. That's what it sounded like to me.
We didn't even find out until after the match. He was supposed to do a run-in, and we expected a run-in, and
No
chainsaw. I'm expecting to hear a chainsaw, and no run-in happened. So we just finished the match the best way we know how.
Not to put him out there, but I'm going to put him out there. So who's the promoter there at that league?
His name is Gene. I don't know his last name.
Gene. What is Gene's reaction to my champ didn't show up and he doesn't want to drop the belt? I'm always curious. Like, I know what my reaction would be. Certainly, like 10 levels of like things being thrown and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm always curious how other guys react to those kind of situations. Like, what was his reaction?
Nobody can get pissed like Steve. So, I mean, but his level of piss was enough to convince me that he didn't know that it was happening. But, you know, wasn't nothing I can do at that point. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen. I don't think he knew what was going to happen. You know, it just was what it was.
Yeah, only person who knew what was going to happen was Leatherface.
Yeah, it's like, you know. So I got my mom in the crowd. You know, it's like, you know, a little bit of embarrassment on his part. You know, not on mine because I'm always.
Baby, wear your belt. Baby, did you wear a belt? Wear your belt at, baby.
Hey,
look, I got a question
though,
to
man.
Ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got another quick question. I'm saying, I know you the new North, whatever belt champion, no belt champion is down there. Well,
yeah.
What's this?
what is this thing with you and Simon Sermon? Can you explain that a little bit? Because the last time I seen you, you and your girl had some shit on y'all, or cake. It was on your birthday. It looked like doo-doo.
Hey,
but,
so Simon Sermon, I guess he's jealous of me looking better than him because, you know, I am what I am. So he decided to come and ruin my birthday cake. And him, Supernatural, Pandora, they all going to get theirs. They all going to get a kick in the face as soon as I get back because it rains. So.
Now, Supernatural, that's the TV show, right?
No.
Okay. I'm about to say, I like that, man. I can't watch it on Friday nights, but I watch it only during the day. I'm down with Supernatural, man. Don't talk about Supernatural. Man,
I love the show. I love the show, Supernatural. The
Sam
little
and
guy
Dean,
who calls himself
Sam
Supernatural, we got beef right now because he came out with my birthday cake with my face.
Oh, okay. With a chocolate.
I had to go get yellow. To get all that little sugar stuff out of my pores. I ain't happy about
it. Oh, my God.
He's out of his pores.
Hey, Marco, I have a question. You are still in your first year of professional wrestling, I believe. How long have you actually been competing actively?
Since April. So this is what, 10 months? Not that long. So 8 months.
Okay. And, of course, you mostly have been in PCW and now Empire Wrestling. But how did it feel to, regardless of the circumstances, how did it feel to win a heavyweight title so early on in your career?
It's a validation. It's something, you know, not to break kayfabe, it's something I've been wanting all my life, to get in the ring and do what I want to do. You know, it felt like...
Break what?
Kayfabe, to break... basically, nothing, man. Shit. That's the worst thing. Basically, I was happy to win it, especially in my first year. It was a validation that I should be doing this and not just going out showing my pretty face that I can actually move to. So,
well, I heard that.
So, hey, Marco Polo, besides wrestling, what other kind of work do you do?
I'm a personal trainer and model, of course. Can't look this good without getting paid for it.
Now,
you're ugly motherfucker. I don't care what nobody say. You ugly as hell. I don't care what nobody say.
Hey.
And you getting these thoughts about spreading your wings and going to
hey, but that's a compliment, though.
Yeah, I love to step foot in Anarchy. Wherever I'm invited, I'm welcome to go. You know, I got no issues about going in there, showing my face in that ring, showing my stuff. You know, it's what I want to do. So, Anarchy.
Marco, when is your first title defense?
we have one first week of January. I'm supposed to wrestle Shane again.
Let me ask you, are you supposed to buy your own belt?
No.
Well, I saw at Hotspot that the Honky Tonk Man is selling title belts for $5. I don't know what size fit all or what, but if it get out of hand and if they can't find Leatherface, if Michael Myers cannot find Leatherface, if they can't find him, then what you need to do is tell them to call Honky Tonk Man because he has a belt one size fit all for that organization. That's all I'm saying. Nemesis just told me about it. I didn't know about it.
Hey, we still got Steve online?
Yeah, Marco, I have a question for you. So I think some people would be interested in knowing this. So how did you get hooked up with obviously you started off in PCW, now Empire. How did Gene get in contact with you? Did you contact him? Like, there's probably guys listening who wrestle for organizations that want to wrestle for other ones and don't know how to go about it. Like, a lot of my job is, especially when PCW was running, was guys would contact me and go about it all kinds of fucked up ways to try to get booked. And I'm just curious how that happened. What was there a connection there? Like, how did you start wrestling for Gene?
Well, the thing with Gene actually came about because Nemesis couldn't show up. So Nemesis asked me to step in.
Sorry.
So Nemesis
hey, asked, on blast, man?
asked me to step in and team with Mason against Ink Ink. And they sucked, but we did a good show on them, and me and Mason got invited.
And we're not talking about Ink Ink from TNA.
No, we're not talking about Ink Ink.
We're talking about,
I remember when we had Mason on the show, he told us about that match.
You know.
Oh yeah, Mason
Steve,
did
you,
about that.
Steve, yeah. Did you know Goth has a brother?
Yes. Yeah, I knew Goth has a brother because
that
brother,
is not Goth's real.
Oh, let me be quiet. I'm sure it's not Goth's real brother, but nonetheless, actually, Goth's brother contacted me about the two of them wrestling for then PCW again, which I thought was interesting, but. Yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't work out, but I've heard nothing but good things about Goth's quote brother unquote.
Oh yeah, Psycho
he's
cool. Psycho's
cool
as hell.
I got no issues with Psycho. Psycho's a real good guy.
Psycho don't lie. Psycho tells the truth. You know what I'm saying? He'll let you know how he feels. Now Goth.
I'm
going to go off with that one for real.
Hey, I have a story since y'all brought up.
Steve questions. Can let me finish that. Just that's what it was. I went in and stepped in for Nemesis. Gene liked this and invited us back.
Cool. Oh, I got to hear Shadow's question.
Well, see, when I first started, and Nemesis will remember, he and I wrestled each other, and Goth was his partner on a Friday night show at Wildside. And Goth is the one that taught me the meaning of stiff. This is my first match outside of South Carolina. I've been wearing my gear all day. I put my gear on at work, put my clothes on over it. I'm greener than grass. Grass getting its color from me. And here I am, I'm in the ring. Nemesis is mean, and Goth has got fangs, and he's all Twilight everywhere, and here I am, just I'm scared to death. And they're telling me what they're going to do to me, and I'm like, yes, sir, no, sir, my tights don't fit. But during this match, I never realized that Goth wore legitimate cowboy boots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He laid waste to me in that match. That cool. If my mom wasn't at home, I would have swore she was front row because I saw that. That's how hard I was getting hit. So if this man has a brother, legitimate or not, watch his feet because if he wears anything like the true God, then he's something to behold. And that's that. He's the one that taught me, man. You gotta work people as stiff as they work you because. I was doing powder puff punches, and this mother kicking me like I owed his grandmama money.
Was that so? Goth and Nemesis, they were the rural assault squad. What was going on? Nemesis?
No,
was
back then, the way they did it is they had a locker room full of people, and the guy running the show was coming around flipping coins. Talking about you win, you lose, you win, you lose, you two.
You're
I got,
kidding me.
I need a tag team, you two guys, and you two guys. And that was it. Because I don't even remember. My partner was, oh my God. He ran around with that stocking on his face.
Hilarious?
No.
No.
He came down with what's it called now? He came down with Sean Timmer, homeboy. I forget his fucking name. Well, he can work.
Yeah.
He ain't worked in a long time. He can work, though.
Yeah. That was him. And
yeah.
I did not know. The only thing I knew was taking bumps and selling. And my offense was a chop to the head. And I might, if I get you in the corner, I give you a couple shoulders to the rib cage. And after that, I'm done. I'm out. So
to show you how green I was back then, me and this motherfucker, me and Goth, we out there arguing over who's gonna do a super kick. I'm gonna do a super kick. No, I'm gonna do the super kick. No, I'm gonna do the super kick. We arguing over a super kick.
This fella was fighting me. I'm like, what the heck going on? They fighting over a super kick. I'm like, what's that?
Damn, that was a long ass time ago.
Yeah, I was thinking Gentleman Chris Adams when they said Super Kick. What, just world class? What happened?
Hey, Steve, I got a question to ask you since you're on the line.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I seen how you've been talking tonight, how you've been interviewing and saying what you've been saying, and how PCW and now is Empire Wrestling, and how it's flowing off your tongue, and how, you know, how it's coming out of you. I would like to get your opinion on Empire Wrestling as it is now compared to PCW, and how do you feel about the takeover, and what are you doing now since the takeover been going on?
How do I feel about the takeover? I guess that's a good place to start. I guess embarrassed is the best word. Like, you know, went out there. Certainly, I think if you look on paper at who those 10 guys were from the Empire and the 10 PCW guys, including me, on paper, PCW shouldn't lose that match. But especially with the thing that we had planned with, like, Simon Sermon on the Empire team in disguise. But we lost. And, you know, I keep up with what the Empire is doing. And I got to admit, it's a great show. Like, I love the dream match thing, you know. I love that concept. And I think things like that work very well. As much as I don't like Shane Mark being Empire champion and how that happened, I think actually having the two titles for guys to go for makes for a very interesting show. I'm not going to lie. And obviously some of the things that I feel like I put in place are continuing to improve and develop, like the Dice Show thing. Clearly the Concrete Gorillas have found their spot already, sort of amidst all the chaos. So the Empire shows are good. I would love to come on here and say, oh, it sucks. Like, you know, without me, it all crumbled. But that's not the case. The shows are good and better than ever. And from what I've heard, better attended than ever. You know, the last Masquerade show, there was a ton of people watching that mm-hmm. show. And the Friday night shows, I hear, are sold out all the time, which means people are into what's going on. Part of that is probably people waiting for PCW to make a comeback, and that's been happening. Obviously, I haven't been out there. I haven't been commentating. I hear Shane does a great job on Fridays, but, like, I'm not out there anymore, man. And so it sucks. Like, you know as well as anybody, like, I'm a wrestling guy. I think, you know, even people that don't like me, and certainly there's probably a number of people listening to this that don't particularly care for me. and I know it, like, you know, when, you know, conversations I've had with Jeff G. Bailey, there at the end of the PCW tenure, like, he was very open about, like, you know, you're somebody who we talk a lot of shit about. I'm like, that's cool. That actually that doesn't bother me. In that it, to me, it meant at least we were on the radar. You know what I mean? So I wasn't really worried. You know, we're it in Atlanta. I think there's no doubt about it. And so that stuff never bothered me. It does bother me that at a time where I feel like we were getting a lot of momentum and we were kind of building, you know, not to use cheesy terminology, but we were building a brand, you know. Platinum Championship Wrestling, I think for a lot of people, was kind of one of the big four or five in the state of Georgia. You know, you got Anarchy, you got Rampage. To a lesser extent, you might have, like, UIW or something like that. And then, like, APW sort of on the back end. But, like, we were sort of in that conversation. And now it's Empire. So that sucks, man. That sucks. And I, you know.
Well, I'd like to make a statement, breaking news right now. And it's one thing I do is if not better than anybody. With Nemesis and my partner, all we do is break news, is that at some point in the future, at some point in the foreseeable time to come, whether it be Platinum, whether it be Empire, I'm not sure, but I feel Shadow Mania has to touch that place. It has to reinvigorate the place. It has to see what's going on. I don't know anything about what's happening. other than the fact that I've heard about it. And wherever I hear about something, when I know that the scene is funky, when I know the scene is happening, when I know people are excited, Tyler Jackson got to be there. And at some point, breaking news on this radio station, they will break it when the time comes. But Shadow Jackson will make an appearance at Platinum / Empire Wrestling. And I just, that's all I can say about it. But it's going to be funky, if you know what I'm saying.
Got another gorilla coming to Empire, sounds like. Nemesis?
Hey, man, you asking too much of gorilla business right now. Let's move on.
That's it, man.
Now
you don't
like
know what's
Jeff
going
G.
on.
Bailey.
You don't know what's going on. Just know this, that if Nemesis is in the building, the Shadow's in the building. I'll leave it at that, baby. I ain't got to say no more. If Nemesis is in the building, then Shadow's in the building. That's all. That's where I'm going with it.
Well, I'd like to ask Marco Polo, as someone who got your start in PCW, you haven't really been involved in the war between the two factions of PCW and Empire, but as someone who got your start in PCW and has now had success elsewhere, how do you feel about the whole Empire takeover?
To me, it doesn't really matter. To be honest, it was none of my business in the first place, and I prefer to keep my nose out of gang business. Is just, you know, to me it just didn't, it had nothing to do with me, and I prefer to mind my own business. So that's the way it was. They offered me a spot in the Empire and I declined. You know, PCW was what it was. So as far as the turnover goes, it doesn't affect me at all, because I'm still getting good matches. I'm still winning most of my matches. I still look good. I still got the bad ladies. So I'm fine.
Let me ask you this, Marco. Is the Empire checks much better than the PCW checks?
They're the same.
Nemesis, you just hurt my feelings, Nemesis.
Hey, that's my point. You know what I mean? Both of the cards. That's why the gorillas ain't in that. As long as the checks get put out, man, I mean, it's all good. Don't get in the gorilla way. You feel me?
Yeah.
That does kind of bring up a question, though. So, Marco, you clearly did not get involved in the Empire PCW thing. Neither did the gorillas. But the gorillas obviously kind of have their own agenda. They watch each other's back. It's one of the things that makes them so powerful, right? It's you and Nina, like, out there, and everybody knows, I mean, especially people who go to the shows, Empire shows, PCW shows, stuff is crazy, right? Stuff is crazy and dangerous, and do you honestly think, and that, now I know you think a great deal of yourself, clearly, do you honestly think that you will be able to find a way in there? Obviously, your goal would be to beat Shane Marks for the Empire title or Mason for the PCW title. Do you honestly think, having no allies except for Nina, that there is any way that you could take one of those titles? And assuming the answer is yes, which title do you want to go for and why?
I still like that PCW title, but I do like the look for that Empire title. But seeing that's where I started, I have a little sentimental value to the PCW title, because the Platinum, and I already have a suit picked out for what it looks like on me.
Oh, Lord.
And for as far as the Empire title, I can get a suit made for that, too. So either one would be fine. And as far as allies go, if somebody wants to step up and stand with me, they have to realize I'm the head of the top. I'm the head of the game. And that's about it. Otherwise, I can do it on my own. Nina's fine. She can handle herself. She already proved that. And that's all I need.
All right. Well, this is...
Hey, so let me ask you this. So I've been seeing you with a lot of bitches. So who's your bottom bitch? Which one is your bottom bitch? Like,
well, the bottom bitch is the one that stands next to me. So we'll go with her, and
okay.
All new chicks come through her. So you know, if you want to use the pimp terminology of the bottom bitch, you know, I don't agree with pimp term, but, you know, I understand it. So, as far as
I was just saying what lingo you was on, my dude. That's all.
So we'll go with Nina as the bottom bitch, as you call it.
Nina Monet, that is, correct?
Yes, Nina Monet.
All right, well, I'm
going to have to make one last statement because I'm going to have to roll off here because I got business on the other side of the universe, baby. But I appreciate the opportunity to come on you all's show. I appreciate the opportunity that Steve offers, and I appreciate him as a promoter. The Marco Polo dude, I've never heard of him, but just the little bit I talked to him, I can respect and appreciate where he comes from, baby. And Nemesis is my brother. He's my blood. He's my family. He's my tag team partner. He know how I feel. So, you know, if there's ever another time that you would like me to come on, just consider it done. And, you know, Georgia Wrestling lives. I wish South Carolina would smarten up, but that's a different issue. You know, we're going to do what we do. And just, you know, long live professional wrestling. Bump Sports Entertainment, if you feel where I'm coming from.
Beast.
Definitely.
Nice meeting you.
Well, Shadow, I hope you'll listen in next week when we announce the winners of the Georgia Wrestling Awards. I'm not sure. I don't know who won anything yet, but we'll announce all that next week, so you may have been a winner. Nemesis could have been a winner.
I'm sure Shadow will be smiling and I will be crying, like, every single year.
I've been fortunate, you know, the fans have taken to me over the last couple of years. You know, I've been fortunate to be in the position I've been in as far as Georgia professional wrestling. I have nothing but respect and love for the people. And, you know, I hope that shines through every time I get in the ring. And like I said, man, y'all's radio show, keep it going. I'm going to support it. I'm going to let everybody know about it. And, you know, you guys have a good night. Love to everybody. And Nemesis, I'm winning the next two titles for you, baby.
All right, well, bring it to the jungle, dog. You be good, man.
I will. Good night, you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Shadow. And we actually need to go ahead and wrap up the whole show. So I appreciate all you guys calling in. It ended up being
a good show, man.
Well, we had a lot of people. I didn't even know Marco Polo was calling. I didn't know till today for sure that Shadow Jackson was calling. So, yeah, I liked it. Thanks, Steven and Marco Polo for calling in. You guys welcome to call in anytime.
We got to get Leatherface on next week. You guys got to make that happen somehow.
I'm going to try to make it happen.
Next week is the award show, so
we'll
try to get him on. When is the next show? The next NGWA show, Marco?
I believe it's the first week of January. I'm not sure of the date yet. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, I'll try to.
Hey, man, don't go down there and get beat up, man.
Huh? Say that again?
Don't go down there and get beat up.
Oh, no.
All right, well, like I said.
Thanks for calling in, man.
It's a pleasure, it's all yours. You have now got to talk to the amazing, the magnificent, the marvelous Marco Polo. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
That was good.
And once again, everybody, please listen next week to find out who won the awards in the Georgia Wrestling Awards. And I have to mention the other Georgia Wrestling Network radio shows, radio network shows. There's Ringside Wrap on Wednesdays at 8 with Rich Tate, Les Thatcher, and Mike Sempervive. Pete State Pandemonium, Thursdays at 8, Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, and Bobby Simmons do that one. The Reverend Dan Wilson has Midnight Hot Math, Fridays at 8, and one Sunday a month at 2 p.m. is OVW Overview with Trent Van Dries, Larry Goodman, and Muhammad Ali Vaez. That's it for this week. So,
hey, hold on. Can I get a plug in there, please, sir? Slow down.
Please, go ahead.
This Friday, Empire Championship Wrestling, last show of the year. You ain't doing nothing. Come check it out. Avondale Estates, 8 o'clock. Good family-based show. Come check us out.
December 30th.
Say that again.
Marco Polo versus Supernatural?
Yes, the last show of the year.
Marco Polo, and trust me, Supernatural put shit in his face, so y'all need to come check that out. See, he's giving me his revenge.
And the surrealist, you challenged the surrealist to do something to the Concrete Gorillas. So you know that's going to be crazy. Didn't you do that?
Hey, Seth, I see you Friday. Come check me out Friday, man. I'm tired of beating up on all these other little midgets. I want you, midget.
Oh.
Calling you out.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys.
How tall are you, Marco Polo?
Say that again.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay, you just barely made it.
I'm taller than you.
You're not taller than me. Crazy as hell. You're going to be a midget in a minute, keep talking like that. Hey, anybody need T-shirts out there? Mills_inks@live.com. I've been giving out that little thing, man. I've been getting little hits, man. So, y'all, you know, y'all spread the word. I do good work. Get good deals. Holler at you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. The next show will be our first show of the new year. And so, everyone, have a Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.